You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast, featuring Dan.
Howdy, friends. How are you?
Yes. And, of course, produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Make sure you check out our social media after the show, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
See.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Week two of our 90s summer, and it is like one of the best TV shows out of all of them that we're talking about. We are talking Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yay!
I mean, come on, people. It's Chip and Dale.
I know. It's a classic.
So, Sammy, take it away.
All right. I just love this.
It's like a full song. It's not just a theme song.
I know.
Yeah, it's literally a song.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, it's so great.
So good. Just that like, it's an easy groove.
Mm-hmm. And I'll point out, I got my...
I see
nice.
That.
Nice.
Rescue Rangers.
Nice.
My Dale rep.
Right here. I want Chip's jacket.
Same.
I know. I really want to do him for Halloween, but it's Florida here and it's 10,000 degrees at Halloween.
This year.
You should do it, please. Because I really wanted to do it with the jacket and everything because really, like, Chip is my favorite, but it was too hot. So we went the Dale instead, you know.
I'm pretty sure, like, I was a little kid, but I'm pretty sure I had like a little, like, little kid crush on Dale.
Oh, I had a crush on Chip. 10,000.
Not Dale, Chip. It was Chip. I had a crush on Chip.
Yeah.
Because the hat and the jacket.
It was the whole look, so right? Cool. Yes. Yeah. And you said Gadget.
Absolutely.
For you?
Absolutely.
Had a crush on Gadget. I mean, yeah, I have a girl crush on Gadget. I mean, I wanted to be a Gadget growing up. I loved her.
I actually have a friend who scare acts with me who actually cosplayed as Gadget last Halloween and like nailed it. It was so fun.
That's so cute. Yeah. I love it.
I put in Dale, that's why.
Did you put Dale in Chip? Okay. That probably would be an issue, yeah. Yeah, that might not get you the right thing, but
no.
Yeah, if the jacket wasn't so vital to the look and so freaking hot, I would have done it.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it just makes wasn't sense. Meant to be here in the Florida sun.
Mm-mm. True.
Yeah, because it's still hot down there during October.
Yeah.
I'm curious how, like, cosplaying as Chip would not get confused with Indiana Jones. Like, you'd have to make it distinctly that
you
it is...
do the well, nose.
You gotta do the nose.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's fur around the jacket.
Yes, he's got a furry jacket, which makes it worse. Yes, which is what makes it more hot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of the fur, just so I was like, ugh, no, I can't do it. But yeah, that'd be super cute, Ashley, to do.
Ooh, there we go. There's a, I mean, technically I have a, I could grab Brett's bomber jacket that he got, but it's a Maverick jacket. So it has all the patches on it. I'm like, that won't work.
It's not.
But I just found one. $629.
I mean, that might be a bit much for just a costume.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
A bit expensive.
A little bit there.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, let's jump in.
Let's talk costume about going on a plane ticket, whatever. You know,
yeah. Right. Okay. So summary, Chip and Dale head a small eccentric group of animal characters who monitor not only the human world, but the animal community as well, solving mysteries wherever they may be. The Rescue Rangers take the cases that fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's an interesting summary there, Disney.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was cute, though. You know, fall through the cracks. Yeah, we get it. So cast. We have Chip, who's voiced by Tress McNeil. I think it's McNeil.
Sure.
McNeil. Dale is voiced by Corey Burton. Monterey Jack was voiced by Peter Cullen briefly, and then Jim Cummings. So Jim Cummings, I think, did the pilot, and then he came back in season 2, I believe.
Okay.
For Monterey Jack. Why does that name sound familiar?
Peter Cullen? I know that name.
Didn't he do Frollo?
I don't know. I'm about to find out.
That might be. I know he's done a bunch of other stuff.
No, Optimus Prime.
Oh, the voice. Yes.
He's the voice of Optimus Prime. I knew that.
Inherent. Yes. Yeah. Gadget was also voiced by Tress McNeil. Zipper was also voiced by Corey Burton. Do a lot of repeats here in this series. And Fat Cat was Jim Cummings.
Yes.
And Jim Cummings also did Norton Nimno. So Jim Cummings.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. As I said in the last episode, he is everywhere.
Everywhere.
So this series premiered on the Disney Channel on March 4, 1989, having aired the first produced episode, Catteries Not Included, as a special preview on August 27, 1988. And the final episode aired November 19th, 1990 for this one. Again, this one has typical episodes that are about 22 to 23 minutes long. And it was created by Tad Stones and Alan Zaslav. And it featured, you know, Chip and Dale in a new setting. So before this, really and truly, Chip and Dale definitely popped up in other Disney things, but they weren't like talking and interacting and doing all the things until this. So it was a big deal to have Chip and Dale have their own.
They were just kind of little side animals that
caused mischief
in cartoons.
Mm-hmm. I always loved them annoying Donald Duck. That was always one of my favorite things.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The show's theme song, lyrics, and music were written by pop music songwriter Mark Mueller, who also wrote the theme song for DuckTales, and produced by Alf Clausen. Both songs were performed by Jeff Pesetto. So we already mentioned him once. He's back again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And also there's a version produced by the Jets too. So this confused me because when I was looking this up, I was like, huh, who did it? Because now I had two different things. So what I found after doing some more digging was the extended version of the theme song is performed by the Jets, but Jeff Bassetto performed the standard version used on TV.
Got it.
They both were involved. But I was very confused for a while because it was not clear to me why I had two different people listed for this. And in 2022, there was a film that came out, which we'll kind of reference later.
Oh, that one. Okay.
The song was remixed and covered by Post Malone. So there's the other version, official version, I guess you could say that's out. And when Tad Stones first came up with the idea of the Rescue Rangers series, Chip and Dale were not part of the show. In the original idea, the show would center around a team of animals, which included a chameleon, an earlier draft of Gadget, and Monterey Jack, who had a different name at that time. And the main character was an Indiana Jones type mouse who was named Kit Colby, who sported a fedora hat and a fluffy collared leather jacket. Mm-hmm. When he proposed the show in a meeting with Michael Eisner and Jeffrey Katzenberg, the idea was well received, except for Kit Colby. Eisner suggested he was replaced with the Chipmunk duo because they wanted to use some more established Disney characters. So Eisner's just,
again,
all full of ideas back in this day, you know?
Jeez. Hey, he's our guy.
Just insane.
Maybe he should have came back.
I know. I feel like the more we read about this, I'm like, okay, no comment. So audio processing was used to speed up the voice recordings and give the voices a higher pitch. Makes sense because nobody talks like this. In particular, Chip. And then the pair were given clothes. Chip, the clothing of the original concept Kit character, which is based on Indiana Jones. And then the goofier Dale was modeled after Magnum P.I. with his red Hawaiian shirt. So
Yes, he was.
Yeah. I just love that they did that. I think it's so cute that that's it what is. They modeled them after. It's
great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a theme of Indiana Jones here.
They love Indiana Jones in the 90s. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes really sense. Do. I mean, that was like Indiana Jones.
Early 80s, 90s. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah, it's very popular back then. Mm-hmm. In the fall of 1989, McDonald's produced a series of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers themed Happy Meals that included toy versions of the main characters riding small vehicles, and scenes from the TV series were incorporated in the TV commercials advertising them. So, don't you just love the classic Happy Meal, those toys.
I know,
toys.
I miss the days when McDonald's had good Happy Meal toys.
Mm-hmm. God, that's, you just had to go to get it. Like if there was, you've seen that ad and you're just like, I need those toys.
You need to go multiple times to try to collect them all.
Collect them all, absolutely.
And the nice thing is if you got a repeat, all you had to do was ask and they would switch it out for you.
Can I get a different one? I have this one. Oh, classic.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So from 1990 to 1993, Walt Disney World presented a show called Mickey's Magical TV World, featuring Chip and Dale in their Rescue Rangers outfits. And when did I first go? I think I went in 1992, but I was like three. So if we saw this, I have zero memory of the show. I don't know if I saw this. You're too young. I mean,
I was too small. I was 18 months old the first time I went, so I have
it's
no clue.
A mystery. I don't know. The show, I remember.
I can look through the pictures.
I know, right? That's what I'm going to have to do. I feel like I got an urge to go back through all my photos because I have memories related to all of this stuff because there was like Mickey's Birthday Land, and I know Darkwing Duck was in a show.
So he was.
I'm sure we'll reference that when we get to Darkwing Duck. But yeah, it's stuff like this is just classic. Now, I did meet the Rescue Rangers when I was a teenager, and I have to find that photo. But I was so excited as like literally a teen. I'm just like, it's the Rescue Rangers. They're dressed up as the Rescue Rangers. I have to get a photo. It's great. I was so excited.
Don't ever think I saw them in the Rescue Ranger garb. I think I always had Chip and Dale.
I don't know why. I don't know why they were dressed that way. I have no idea. Years and years ago. But I was like, I'm getting a photo with them.
Well, duh.
They're like randomly in Adventureland, I think, or something. And I was just like, I'm getting in that line. I'm getting
a photo. Probably why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know I have a photo somewhere, too, when we were back first going to Disney. And my dad got a photo with Gadget. So nice. I was like, they used to just be out walking around. Yeah. And just, I remember
those days.
So cool.
I just remember all these classic things at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not have any idea this was a thing. So in January 1993, a junior roller coaster called Gadget's Go Coaster debuted as part of Mickey's Toontown in Disneyland. And in April 96, a similar attraction opened in Tokyo, because Tokyo gets everything cool and we don't, but it's okay.
And we need to go to Tokyo.
I know. The Disneyland version closed in March of 2022 for refurbishment and then reopened in 2023 with the new name of Chip and Dale's Gadget Coaster, as well as the new character figures of Gadget, Chip, Dale, and Zipper.
I love Zipper.
Nice. I know. I'm just like, I want that. Why don't we have that?
I totally forgot about him, and I forgot about his name until I watched the show. I was like, oh, yeah, little fly
Zipper,
guy.
Yeah. Love Zipper. Okay. He's so cute.
I know. Yeah. Oh, so keeping the theme with our last episode, I looked up to see if there are video games, and there were, of course.
Of course.
In 1990, Capcom released a video game based on the show called Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers for Nintendo. They're very creative in these names, by the way, just literally calling them the show name.
Yep.
And a second game, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 2, was released in 93. And in 1990, High Tech Expressions released a PC game, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers The Adventures, in Nimnul's castle, and apparently they were rescuing Monterey Jack, who was caught in a mouse trap. So,
well, he tends to do that.
Yeah, so that was the whole theme of that one. And a live action CGI feature length film directed by Akiva Schaffer came out on May 20th, 2022 on Disney Plus. So,
yeah. I actually liked it.
I haven't seen it yet, but it looks good.
I have not watched it yet.
I liked it.
Yeah, I have plans to watch it, and then I forget. And yeah, here we are. I've heard it's very good. I've heard it's good. So
it is. It is really good, and all the nostalgia is. It just comes rushing back.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. So Tress MacNeille and Corey Burton do reprise their roles as Gadget and Zipper, as well as Chip and Dale for a brief scene. So. I thought that was fun, too, that they brought back some of the original voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can tell that Dale's voice is by Andy Samberg, which is a little annoying because you just want to hear Dale. You don't want to hear Andy, but it still was a good movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's on my list. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's all I got. So whatever anyone would like to share about their opinions.
Dan, did you watch this one a lot when you were younger?
As much as I could, yeah. I never knew actually when it was on because, like, when I was a kid, I didn't really pay attention to, like, schedules. So
yeah, the TV program.
Yeah. Right. It was like, time, what time? I don't know. Is it on yet? No. Is it on yet? No. Is it on yet? Mm-hmm. No. So, but yeah, no, as much as I could, I always caught this one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those, like, I never did it with this show, but it still gives me the feeling of, like, you know you're 7 years old, you wake up on Saturday morning before everybody else is up, and you're like eating some sort of sugary cereal, and you know the sun's not out yet, but it's still kind of light, you know, it's like that. Watching this show kind of gives me that feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like that whole pacing, and yeah, it's very much like a Saturday morning cartoon kind of feeling,
because it was on Saturday mornings, wasn't it?
Probably on Disney Channel? Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but I can't remember for sure. I don't think it's said anywhere specifically.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Oh. No, this show, I don't know what it is about this show. I mean, there's Chip and Dale in it, but even like, I love every single character in this show. Mm-hmm. I have no annoyance or anything with any characters in this show.
Mm-mm.
Villain or protagonist. Mm-mm. I love Zipper. Monterey Jack is hilarious to me.
Yes.
It's not so over the top that it's annoying, but it's like that perfect balance.
Mm-hmm.
Gadget's great, especially when the boys are fighting over her because she is beautiful as a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
What's his face? The cat guy,
fat cat,
the professor. Like, I love everything about this show. Mm-hmm. It's just so much fun to watch to go back and see what we got to grow up with and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like it was a labor of love. Like, the people who created it, like, you feel like they really put a lot of heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you said, it's not too over the top one way or another. Like, there's a really sort of fleshed outness to it feels, you know, it just feels like, you know, warm and, you know, very homey.
Yes.
Welcoming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think also, like, because Chip and Dale fight, like, I mean, they're brothers.
They fight like siblings.
Mm-hmm. And that's how me and my brother were. Mm-hmm. Like, we'd fight and then we'd like come together when we needed to. And just, it was very just, yeah. It felt home. It felt like home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the warm and fuzzies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Highly recommended.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. They, and I'm shocked that they didn't do like a spinoff movie. I don't think they did.
Well, no. From what I kind of was reading, anything they may have done with some of these other series kind of went the wayside when DuckTales didn't perform well. So that kind of messed it up for everybody, not just DuckTales. So if they would have considered doing something like that, they were not going to take the chance since DuckTales underperformed.
But Chip and Dale would have actually done really well, I would think.
I don't know. I mean, at least we got one later. But
we did. It just
it's not the same. I know. Because
it's not like them in their Rescue Ranger movie. It's like them as the actors of Rescue Rangers, like if they're in the real world. So it's a great movie, but it's not like that kid Rescue Rangers.
Mm-hmm. There's no like escape into the fantasy. You're not in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean, out of all the shows we're going to be looking at, like Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, Gargoyles, Gummy Bears, all of them, Rescue Rangers, DuckTales. Rescue Rangers, I feel like, would have been the one to have the movie also alongside DuckTales.
That's fair. Yeah.
I agree.
Because I'm going to be honest, I'll talk about it in the next episode, but Tailspin, not my favorite. I tried rewatching it and I was bored out of my mind last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. It's just kind of, for me, it's just kind of forgettable.
Yes, I think that's a good way to describe it, forgettable.
It's cool that they found a place for a lot of the Jungle Book characters because they are good characters. Like, Baloo is a lot of fun, King Louie, he's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's like, oh yeah, that's right, you exist.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like next episode's going to be a little short.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot to say about it, and yeah.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. We're all gushing over DuckTales and Chip and Dale.
This one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. They really need to bring back, and they probably have when the Rescue Ranger movie came out, but they really should. Actually, they did. So remember the cavalcades that they were doing during COVID where they would do? So Animal Kingdom had a cavalcade. Was I with you when we saw Rescue Rangers in the cavalcade?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I thought maybe that was a couple of years before you and I were at Animal Kingdom together, but I was at Animal Kingdom and they had a cavalcade and they had Rescue Rangers. They had Gadget. They had Launchpad. And a bunch of random like 90s characters that was really cute. They just need to continue to bring them out.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Launchpad at the Animal Kingdom on the little boat things, the flotillas or whatever they're called. Because I was getting excited because I'm like, it's Launchpad.
Yeah, they're flotillas. I'm sorry. The cavalcades are the parades. The flotillas are on the river.
Yes. Sorry. But yeah, I know I've definitely seen Launchpad more recently because I just love him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I wish there was more to say.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I feel like I should say more. I feel like I have more to say, but it's just like
it's just
you just kind of want to like soak in that feeling.
Yeah. But seriously, how old's Michael Eisner?
I don't know.
He's still around.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely still around. Has he moved on to run?
Oh, he's 82
something. Yeah.
He could come back and help.
I mean, he could give some input. Yeah, just stick him on the board.
No. It's fine. We need him back.
He had some good ideas.
Well, definitely. He brought us the golden age of Disney animation. Mm-hmm. And this is the start of it. Like, these shows we're talking about are the start of the golden age of Disney animation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're not even talking about the movies.
No.
We've done those, but I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, golden age of like television
animation, movie, just golden age of Disney. Then I mean the kinda, return of the golden age of Disney,
right?
Because you know the first golden age was with Walt, and then we had a dark ages.
And we had then we found Michael.
Back.
Yeah,
and then somebody actually. Yeah,
Walt was reincarnated into Michael.
Kinda. Somebody posted a meme that actually had like all the eras of Disney and then listed them as all like Bronze Age, Dark Age, like
Renaissance.
That's funny.
Eras of Disney. Okay, yeah. Here we go. The Golden Age, 37 to 42. The Package Era, 42 to 49. I don't know what that means. The Silver Age was 50 to 59. Transitional Age was 60 to 69. Rest in peace. Bronze Age, 70 to 88. Disney Renaissance is what they're calling it. 89 to 99. Post-Renaissance, 99 to 08. And then the Revival Era was 09 to 19. What's now? What are we in now? Oh, the streaming era.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not dark enough because we're in a little bit of a dark spot in Disney.
Yeah, they're struggling.
Are we in the new dark ages? What was the first dark age?
The first dark age of Disney, the transition era when we lost Walt.
Okay.
So yeah, that really should say the dark
age. '70s.
So I mean, in the early 80s, they were not producing the best stuff, if I recall, because that's when the Black Cauldron came out, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
There was some good stuff, though. About that. Like, they had the Aristocats during that time. That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Oliver and Company. Well, that was later, but.
I don't know why they call it the Bronze Age, because apparently the original Bronze Age was literally just about like using bronze.
it just sounds ancient.
So maybe that should have been the dark age for Disney, was the 70 to 88, because 88 is when everything started back up again.
Yeah.
That's, you got Little Mermaid coming back. You had Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. You had.
Yeah, they really just struggled after Walt died for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can you blame him?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So probably the Bronze Age was probably the Dark Ages. And then we had the Renaissance, post-Renaissance, Revival. And now we're kind of going back into a Dark Age. Because nothing's performing correctly. Nothing's hitting right.
Right.
True. Like, yeah. Some of them are hitting slightly. It's like, oh, maybe you're going to. Oh, no, you're not hitting. You're cute, but you're not hitting.
We'll see.
So some of these like. Usually seconds are not very good with Disney. So the first good second was what? Frozen?
I didn't even see that. I didn't even see the first Frozen. That's sad.
Well, I did. Because it came out when I was living. No, the first Frozen, I don't remember why I went and saw it. But I'm trying to think if there was any other movies that had good like twos. Cinderella's was horrible. Beauty and the Beast was eh.
I mean, a lot of them were straight to DVD. VHS.
Yeah, that's true. DVD. None of them really went to movie theater. Frozen was the first one that went to movie theater.
So that was cool.
What?
The Beauty and the Beast sequel, it had Tim Curry in it, so had that go
this
for
is
it.
True. This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, Frozen 2 did really well. It was really good. Like, I will admit that I enjoyed Frozen 2 more than Frozen 1.
The Aladdin sequels were pretty good.
Yes, that's right.
Return of Jafar and The King of Thieves. Yeah. Yes.
Aladdin was pretty top-notch with everything.
I knew I was missing something.
Yeah.
But that was the only time, really, the sequels worked.
Yeah.
Lion King... The sequel to Lion King was good, but it was not great.
No.
Now, Lion King 1.5 was hilarious, but that's because you had Timon and Pumbaa.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't even really a sequel. It was just like, oh, hey, here's everything from their point of view.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it was a point of view change. So, yeah. So, I mean, Inside Out looks like it's going to do well. I will cry if it's horrible. Moana looks really good just in preview trailer.
It does. Yeah.
So, I'm hopeful.
Me too.
Because when did Raya and the Last Dragon come out?
Oof, that was.
Was that 19? Like... No, that was 21.
Okay. I was gonna say, it's definitely been a couple of years.
I feel like that one was kind of the last good one. And lately, everything's been flopping. To me, in my opinion. That's not scientific or number wise correct.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We will.
But it's okay. We're going to just continue to live in the 90s this summer.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Pixie Dusters. So thank you for joining us. Let us know what you think of Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Like, go to our social media. Let us know if you have pictures with Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Say you met them at Disney. Send us the pictures. Tag us something. Yeah. We would love to see them.
Yes. We would love it.
We do. We love it. But join us next week as we talk about really our favorite, but it's still a good show, Tailspin. That has all the Jungle Book characters. So join us next week for that. And until then, have a fabulous week.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.